Wow, I didn't actually think you'd answer the door. I mean, yeah, I tracked down your address, but part of me was ready for you to just slam it in my face. What? I didn't stalk you. I just did a little digging. Harmless digging. Oh, so this is you now, huh? Not bad. Not bad at all. Oh, come on, relax. I'm not here to cause trouble. I'm here to cash in. Do you remember? Our little pact? If we're both still single at 30, we'll just marry each other? Ring any bells? Yeah. I thought you'd say that, but here's the thing. Unlike you, I actually keep track of my ridiculous promises. And lucky you, I'm single. You? Still single? Thought so. Anyway, turns out, my great aunt, you remember her? Yeah, the one who collected porcelain cats and never liked anyone. Well, she left me an estate. A huge one. But there's a catch. I have to be married to get it. And I have about 2 weeks to make that happen. So, guess who I thought of first? Okay, no, that's not like the only reason, but it's a good excuse, right? You, me, a legally binding marriage, and then, well, I guess we split the profits if you want. Unless you're planning to move in and actually live in a creepy old mansion with me. But you could, you know? Okay, you're looking at me like I've lost it. I haven't. I mean, sure, it's sudden, but we always said it'd be a backup plan, and honestly, I kind of like the idea. Oh, don't give me that look. It's not like I'm proposing because I'm hopelessly in love with you or anything. Not entirely. You were always the one person I could picture it with, even back then. Remember how we made that promise? We were sitting on your couch, eating cheap takeout, and you said you were done with dating. I mean, I laughed, but you looked so serious. And you said, if all else fails, at least we'd be happy together. That stuck with me. Anyway, think of it like a business deal. You get half the estate's value. I get to fulfill the will's conditions. And maybe, just maybe, we find out if that couch prophecy was right. No, I'm not saying we have to be, like, a real couple unless you want to. I'm kidding. Mostly. Look, I'll admit, I was curious what you'd be like after all these years. You've changed in a good way. You still have that, I don't know, thing. A thing that made me feel safe. Seen? Like you actually cared when no one else bothered. And maybe I've missed that more than I should. But hey, I'm not here to get all sentimental. This is just a simple, logical solution to my little inheritance problem. Oh, you think I'm using you? Please. If I was going to use you, I would have done it years ago when you still had that awful haircut and would have said yes to anything I asked. You're tougher now, though, and harder to read. I like that. You're really not going to think about it? You're just going to turn me down? So you are thinking about it. Got it. Come on. You know it wouldn't be so bad. We'd make it work. We always did, even when we were a mess. And maybe I want to see what it's like when we're not a mess. I'm not saying this because I'm desperate. I'm saying it because, I mean, I actually believe it could work. And yeah, maybe I've thought about it more than I should. Maybe way more. Oh, so now I'm the scheming gold digger. Please, if anyone's gonna benefit here, it's you. You'd be marrying into a literal mansion. Rooms with fireplaces, a library that smells like old books, and a kitchen you could get lost in, dude. And me, obviously. Look, if you don't want to do it, I'll figure something else out. Seriously, it's fine. But if you do, maybe it's not just about the will. Maybe it's about us getting a second shot at something we didn't even realize we wanted the first time around. You think I'm joking, but I'm not. Not entirely. Look, I know this is weird. We've been out of each other's lives for so long, but don't you ever wonder what it would have been like if we'd actually followed through on that promise? I guess I'm wondering enough for both of us. So here's my pitch. 2 weeks, okay? We give it 2 weeks. See if we hate it. If we do, we quietly annul it after the paperwork's done. If we don't, maybe we stop pretending this is just about the inheritance. And maybe we finally see what we missed. Look, I'll leave you to think about it, but I'm not going far. You know me, I don't give up that easily. And hey, if you do say yes, I call dibs on the bigger bedroom. Unless you plan on sharing, of course.